The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, myself and Tommy Dreamer get into AEW Dynamite from last night, beginning and the end. A lot to talk about there. Also, Tommy and I get into the end of the Scott D'Amore era with TNA and where the company goes from here. And we get Tommy's perspective right now on the Busted Open Podcast. News that came out yesterday was Scott D'Amore, and Scott D'Amore no longer with TNA, Scott D'Amore being let go. And man, TNA has grown so much over the last couple years. I think people were very, very surprised by the news of Scott D'Amore. And I think, you know, at least for me right now, Tommy, I'm going to, you know, somebody who's always on this show, always, you know, waved the flag for TNA and came on this show to promote, he'll be missed. And I just want to give a shout out to Scott and about all the work and the hard work he had done with TNA.
Oh yeah. I've said it when he's on the air with us, but nobody ate, slept, and drank TNA more than Scott and worked super duper hard for the brand. He is the heart and soul of TNA. He cut so many impassionate promos, but there was the most recent one where he said he pumped life with the fans into a lifeless brand and, well, bringing it back. And it was it's a lot of special moments for him. I've known him forever. He's one of my closest and dearest friends. Hard when you get these type of news, hard for the talent, hard for so many people, because we've worked so long together with him. Hopefully one day he'll be able to come on the show and talk about it. You know, legally there's other, you know, you can't talk about people's terminations. TNA offered their statement that they've terminated Scott D'Amore and they have named a new president. And, you know, that's kind of from that point for a lot of us. And I said it to a lot of people who I was on the phone. I kind of felt like, because it's not a new company taking over, it's different people, right? And I kind of was like, I feel like we're the kids of a divorced parents. Our mom and dad got divorced, and our dad is telling us that, you know, it's okay to live with your mom. And, you know, we love the brand, we love the fans, but we also love the guy that got us there. And, mm-hmm. you know, and again, nobody worked harder for that. Like I tell you, I'd be on the phone with him till midnight, and then I get a email at 4 a.m. When we were on the ground working together, you know, I've when people talk about a creative process or you don't think of some of the things from that weekend, from Hard to Kill, after Hard to Kill ended, I think the day before we went in at 2 p.m. and left at 3 a.m. And then we had to be up for the show at earlier because the time was earlier. And then we went to, we started another meeting at midnight and ended the next day at 4. And then we stayed over the next day because we had to start writing televisions for Orlando, which you'll see tonight on Impact on Access Television. And I flew to do the show. They all flew to Orlando. There was tons of flights, changes. Then we did another creative session like to finish the shows from, again, 2 o'clock till 2 in the morning. And then you also have to, you know, I did not wrestle that weekend. I'm sorry, I didn't wrestle in Orlando, but I did wrestle in Vegas. So you're physically tired. Even for Scott, how many times have we relied on Scott to get in the ring and do something and, you know, help draw a house? The guy did everything in the company. He really did, from the lowest of low jobs to the highest of high jobs. And I can't praise him enough for what he did for the company. And, you know, for a lot of people were like, why we have all those same questions. You know, you read the statement, it was a management decision, and you know, that's all how I can take it, you know, and it unfortunately happens. I know, recently the Milwaukee Bucks fired their coach, and it was, they're in first place, and it was just this management decision. A lot of fans obviously don't agree with it. A lot of wrestlers don't agree with it. It's hard. It's hard when you have these things, but then now what? You also have so many people. There's 65 wrestlers that are employed by TNA alone. And that's not including the hardworking production crew, which is one of the hardest working production teams I've ever been around, as well as then all the office people. There's so many moving parts to it. That's why when we say, hey, this is a family, or hey, this is a crew. And you don't just think the crew as the wrestlers. So it was a punch to the gut for a lot of people, myself included, because I've known Scott the longest out of everybody. And we're best friends. I've lived at his house. I don't know what to do some days. And we balanced each other very, very well, and worked very, very well together. And like I said, we're the kids of the divorce, and we love the fans. We love TNA. And for a lot of us, we have to like suck it up. You know, there's a lot, everybody's under contract. So you have to, you know, continue to move forward. We saw this with WWE when, you know, when Vince came back to power, a lot of people were let go. When Hunter came back to power, a lot of people were rehired, and a lot of people were let go. This isn't that situation, because we were all, like, between Scott, Gail, and myself, all hired in by the same group of people, the same support system, and, you know, the same person who is paying our salary is the same person who's, you know, helping run this company. So we have to do our best to try to, you know, get through this. And I know a lot of people have been part of different changes in management. It's so hard, because when you have a personal relationship, and I do, I love Scott, it's hard, man. Seriously, yesterday was such a hard day. Saying it out loud hurts. And we've gone through this, right? I don't know how much more I can take. Because, yes, it hurts momentum, but then I know my team, the men and women who go out there and literally break their bodies for the fans, they're going to work harder. And those fans that are in New Orleans or going forward, we do. We love somebody, and that person who got us there, it's like when a team changes a coach, or it's so hard. But then as the performer, you have to continue. That's the hard part, you know? It really and truly is. And I'm just going to try to be there the best I can for the players, my friends, the wrestlers, as well as like, I got to also be there for Scott because he's my friend. And I also have loyalty to everybody. Like, it's a split. And I also know that, you know, hey, that's the New York Blood Center. I've given you enough blood. Leave me alone. Sorry, my phone rang. Stupid iPhones don't know how to cut off. I press mute and they still ring.
I actually didn't hear the phone ring, but
I
understand what you're going through, Tommy, and it's tough because it is business, but it's also personal. When you work as hard as you do and put the hours that you do in, Tommy, and you do it with that person, you're going to have a relationship and you're going to have a friendship. And it's difficult on that level because it is a friend. And, you know, I'm sorry for you. And, you know, like I said, Scott was such a great friend to this show. And Tommy, you know, but that unfortunately is business. You know, Tommy, look at this show. Look at Busted Open. Busted Open's been on the air for 15 years. There's a lot of people that have come and gone. And none of it or none of the decisions that were made or people that have left or people that have come, none of it was for personal reasons. It's always for business reasons. And it's sometimes, you know, for myself, it's not even my decision to make. It's somebody else's decision to make. And you just hope that they go on and do something bigger and better. But at the same time, one person leaves and you wish them best and you wish them the best. But you also have to welcome in that new person because you do have a business and you do have something. So, you have to look at, hey, that is your friend and you've done great things and you have a personal relationship and you wish them well. And I'm sure somebody like Scott D'Amore, he is going to have no problem finding another home and finding another place because he's so passionate and so talented. But then you have to also welcome in the new regime with open arms because now you have to do business with them and you have to work shoulder and shoulder and arm with them because you have performers that are depending on you now to take that next step forward. And I'm sure, don't mean to speak for Scott D'Amore, Tommy, but I'm sure he would say the same thing. Like, yes, I'm gone. I love my time. But, you know, you guys go forward because I want to see this succeed.
Dave, and the people that are there, I've already worked with the new president, Anthony. When I got reintroduced to him, I was like, wait, I know you. And he used to work for TSN and a wrestling fan. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we've already worked with everybody together, as well as like, you know, the owner, Len, I have a great relationship with him. Scott had a great relationship with him. It's just, you know, like you said, yes. And we are going to make this transition as smooth as possible. And that's why I am going to do it, because also the people that I work for, and you have to have that new relationship. And everybody has been on board with me in the sense of, because everybody knows, like, if you lie to me, you die to me. No one's lied to me because I've already been lied to. And like, once that happens, I'm like, yep, I'm out. But And even listen, man, Scott being the general that he is, he's like, you can't leave, like, because of everybody. Like Dad said, we have to live with Mom, but also you have 65 brothers and sisters. And he gets it. It's a hard thing to deal with, but also like, I know my crew is going to kick ass, and I know I have all the confidence in the world that management is going to continue this. Like, there's a lot of good things on the horizon that I know, and I know they want to continue because I'm in these meetings, and they are. Like, it's just, you have to get over the one, and I'm not going to apologize for getting emotional because it's just hard. But it's, the business wants to continue to grow and they want to have more integration of, you know, their platforms and other people. And they've all said like, Scott did an amazing job. And, you know, yes, but now we just want to go like this route. And like, nobody was mad at like, you know, talent or anything. It was just, hey, these are decisions that happen and you have to deal with it. I know everybody in business has to go for it. And, you know, I'm still team TNA. I know Scott's still team TNA, and we will move forward, and the wrestlers will work their asses off to do what we do best. And every, like, I think for me, because it's happened to me way too many times.
Yeah.
And you know, we're going to have continue to ride this momentum and want to see the team succeed.
Yeah, and Tommy, you thank Scott D'Amore, and Scott D'Amore has been a great guest on the show many times. I hope we get him on many more times with whatever he's doing now that he's no longer with TNA. But, you know, I hope I'm saying his name right, Anthony Ciccioni, and I may be butchering his last name, and if I am, I apologize. But, you know, hey, I'm sure he's walking in saying, I want to do the best possible job, and I want to do what's best for this company, and I want to do the best for everybody that's on this roster. And you, unfortunately, you're going to have to say goodbye to one era and welcome in a new era. And I'm sure that this new president for TNA has the best interest in the company and the wrestlers in mind. So, you know, I wish Scott D'Amore well. I love Scott D'Amore. I reached out to him as well just to say thank you, and I wished him well. But I'm very interested in what this new president is going to do moving forward for TNA, and everybody's got to give him that opportunity and a chance. He's not the one who made this decision, but now he's the one that has to fill that void. That's going to be tough enough as it is. So I think everybody who's a fan of TNA and everybody who works for TNA has to at least give him that opportunity to make this happen.
Yep. And I had a lot of people unsolicited talk to me about Anthony and be like, yo, I've worked with him before. I work with him here. And then I was like, yeah, I worked with him too. And put him over. And that was cool that people did that. So yes, we all have to give, you know, I want to have tonight's show is kick ass. I mean, on Access Television tonight, it's such a good show, and there's so much good momentum. We want that momentum to continue. And, you know, New Orleans is going to be two really, really good shows back to back. It's just, yeah, it really is. But I just feel this momentum will continue because of the hardworking people. Both the crew is still intact, except the heart and soul, who is Scott. And I think also there's a lot of people that want to make him proud. So there you go.
The Busted Open Podcast is now available on YouTube. This is Dave LaGreca, host of Busted Open, the number one pro wrestling show on the planet. You can now watch and listen to the award-winning Busted Open Podcast every single day on YouTube. Our best interviews, behind-the-scenes access, and some of our best content from the past, all available right now when you go to youtube.com/@BustedOpenPodcast. Subscribe right now. As a wrestling fan, you know it's hard. All the blood, the sweat, the tears, the chairs. It's a hard day out there. And do you know what tastes incredible after a hard day in the ring? A Mike's Hard Lemonade. You get all hot and bothered, and then you can cool off with an ice-cold hard lemonade. Since day one, Mike's Hard Lemonade has been making lemonade the hard way. They take three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked, from family farms and cold press them to create a taste like no other. They choose to do things the hard way because they know hard days deserve a hard lemonade. That's why for 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. Find now in store, Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium malt beverage with flavors. Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code BUSTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code BUSTED50 at factormeals.com/busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. What a great episode of Dynamite. Definitely, I feel the best episode so far this year for sure. And great match to open with Swerve and Hangman Page. And it was a draw, and now you're going to get the three-way at AEW Revolution. I was a little bit confused that AEW now has the ranking system. We got into that a lot last week about the new rankings. On the rankings, they had Swerve at number one, so it's a little confused that Hangman kind of used the story like he was number one and Swerve was number two, so that was a little confusing to me. But other than that, the match was fantastic, and I'm very excited about what we're going to see at Revolution.
If I ever needed a wrestling brain cleanse, I got it last night. I thought the show was excellent, much needed for me personally. I thought it was a great show. Loved Hangman Swerve, loved what we had Swerve on earlier in the day. You can listen to that interview on the SiriusXM app. Thought it was a great match. Really did. And the draw, phenomenal. Done to perfection. But nobody saw it coming. And then when the bell rang, it was like, what? I believe I had said somewhere that I think we should have like a complete double turn like Austin and Bret Hart, and I got it.
Yep, you sure did.
I mean, if you want to have any reason to dislike Hangman Page other than other reasons you may not like him, this is it, and I would embrace it. Swerve, go full board with him. Match was great. Execution was great. The aftermath was great. And then followed up right after that with the champ and how he's pissed. Good promo by Samoa Joe. Really, really loved the entire segment. And like I said, I really did need a wrestling cleanse for my brain just because of all the stuff that was going on yesterday, and sat back and just I watched wrestling for what it should be, an escape. And just listening to the people during that match and watching the people and, you know, watching the performers and the will to try to win, the understanding what's on the line, it was done to perfection. And draws are hard because as a performer, you have in your head, you can get lost in your head, but it's like, how much more time? How much more time? How much more time? And that's where, because you know you gotta hit it. And like I said, it was done perfectly. But when you're trying to purposely get somewhere without a result, man, it's hard. It really and truly is, because your end result is the 1-2 ding, 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 as opposed to 1-2 ring the bell, like 3. And it's so hard to do. We've seen them in Iron Man matches, but you've seen a clock here. You know, Derek Brooks is talking to you about how does that communication, the referee's telling you how much time is left. And, you know, that's, you know, like in boxing, you know, same type of scenario. But I loved it. I thought the match was excellent. They have such great chemistry together, as well as they have a deeper history. And then the end result, where I was like, man, they're going to give 5 more minutes. And then Paige, I was like, whoa, this is next level. And it's next level good.
It's the way it should go. I mean, the fans want to embrace Swerve. They want to cheer Swerve. And now you're able to do that. And I always said, like we talked about it last week, that I felt like AEW had a babyface heel problem. And a lot of fans came after me and said, hey, we're going to, don't tell us who we have to root for. You know, we'll choose who we want to root for. But isn't it so much better when it's involved in the story that you're watching on TV? Hangman Page, to me, is better suited as a heel, and he played that heel last night, kind of holding over that number one contendership over Swerve's head, using it almost as an escape clause last night, Tommy. And then Swerve wanting the next 5 minutes. And really, Swerve, if there was just one more second left in that match, would have won that match clean. But the bell rang, and then he said, I want 5 more minutes, and Hangman's like, no. And then when the announcement's made for the triple threat at Revolution, Hangman Page was pissed off because, hey, I didn't lose my spot. It was played perfectly. The fans bought in. And it's not just – and Swerve was on the show yesterday, and he talked about his hometown crowd. Now it's not just about his hometown crowd. It's everywhere. And I really do feel, Tommy, that Swerve is – the most popular wrestler outside of Sting in the WWE right now.
In AEW.
I mean, in AEW right now. Sorry, AEW.
Yeah, I mean, he's up there. Like I said, execution done great. And psychology-wise, the good guy always asks for the 5 more minutes. And the bad guy, I don't want to fight. And that's exactly what you saw. So embrace. Plus, he has a mustache now. Nobody likes people with mustaches.
No, it's very difficult. That and turtlenecks are very difficult.
He could become an EVP with the Young Bucks. They all got mustaches.
Yeah. And speaking of the Bucks, spoiling Sting winning one more championship before he calls it a career with Darby Allin, another great match, a great main event. Two bookend great matches from last night. Sting still doing Sting. Still doing crazy shit out there, and he did it again last night. But it was great last night for the Bucks to do that physicality. Obviously, having on the white suits, you saw the blood all over them. But they needed to do that. It can't just be backstage vignettes. You need to do it out there in front of the crowd, and it worked perfectly. And again, just like in the opening contest, clear cut who you're rooting for and who you're booing for. I really thought last night's Dynamite, Tommy, was one of the best Dynamites I've seen in a very long time. And that's saying something. It had that old feel of the Dynamites from, you know, a year and a half, 2 years ago. And the crowd as well. It looked, at least on TV, it looked like a really good crowd last night. The crowd was into it. And then you got some really cool moments to open and end the show. So beginning to end, thumbs up when it comes to Dynamite from last night.
Agreed. Also the significance, hey, you see Sting's children out there, yep, to support their dad. Sting is a 64-year-old man and looks great, performs great. I enjoyed the match. I enjoyed the outcome. Kudos to Big Bill and Ricky Starks as well. They were great opponents. Like I said in the interview with Derek Brooks, the Darby Allin catch into a, they said it was a boss man slam. I kind of call it a black hole slam for the Monster Abyss, because just call. The way he the twist, I feel it's the black hole because you go down it, and it's a turn, as opposed to Boss Man would kind of pick you up and drive you. But man, what a catch in midair. That's where also strength is 100% needed. And, you know, people can't talk about, well, Darby's, you know, 150 pounds and Big Bill is a big dude. It's still 100 and some odd pounds running at you, catching it, turning it, manipulating it, and then driving him to the floor. Like, these are so many things that, you know, hey, we're coming up to the Super Bowl. How heavy is a Super Bowl? I mean, is a football, and a wide receiver has to catch it, but at speed coming at you. Now, if you add 150, 160 pounds, it's definitely a thing. They crushed in that match. Sting doing things like diving off the top. I enjoyed the commentary as well. Taz putting over, being in matches like this, you never know, like slipping on soda. There's so many different elements. And again, a 64-year-old man is going out there and performing. I state that not because of ageism. I state that because of how impressive it is to see what he's doing, throwing punches and hanging in there with younger talents. But it was a great match. And then, yes, like, we had this awesome moment where, oh my gosh, I just saw Sting win another title. People, this Sting is going away. He's going away real soon. Another person that you need to appreciate or go back and watch his matches, because we're not going to see him as of March 3rd. So we got about a month before this guy who's been a part of every one of our lives. If you're a wrestling fan, like I said, he was a big influence on me. He's retiring. Then here come the Young Bucks to spoil the party and to be vicious heels. The beat down, the blood on their suits. We've seen this newer side of them. Then going after Sting's sons, kind of in front of the father. It was a heavy, heavy deal, which, you know, going off a TV show with heat is okay. You want people to be booing. You want people to be, because that's the end result, and be like, wait, what did I just see? As well as, I have to tune in next week. Loved it. Love the execution. Really enjoyed the show. And, I mean, yeah, I needed good wrestling last night, and I got it from AEW. So thank you to Tony Khan and the crew. And like I said, through the wrestling shows continue, and the wrestling, you know, the wrestlers all step up when you need them to. And man, they delivered a home run for the network, for themselves, for AEW, and, you know, most importantly for the fans.
Speaking of Tony, and I believe we have the audio, let's go back to Dynamite from last night and hear what Tony Khan's big announcement was.
Well, like so many of you, I am very excited about tonight's big announcement. You might have heard earlier today that TD Garden announced AEW is returning to Boston on Wednesday, March 13th. That will be a very important night for AEW and the entire pro wrestling industry, because Wednesday, March 13th, 5 weeks from tonight, will be AEW Big Business live in Boston. You're not going to want to miss this show. Tickets go on sale this Saturday. The event takes place 5 weeks from tonight. And if you can't join us live in Boston, you're going to want to join us right here on TBS on March 13th, because Big Business is going to be one of the most important nights ever in AEW, and a night that the entire pro wrestling industry will remember.
It's good to hear Tony Khan back on Busted Open. Tommy, what did you think of the... Tommy, what did you think of the big announcement from last night?
Glad it was not live, because you're talking about an event that's going to happen in, I think he said, 5 weeks.
Yes.
In March.
Yep.
That's going to garner a negative reaction. It got not the biggest reaction, because again, it was an announcement of a show, and then now, but here's the other part, which I thought was done, executed well. Speculation. Speculation, what's going to happen. It's another named show, which is cool in the sense of we're going to have maybe another like pillar show that you can continue to add to, like Battle of the Belts and all the other name of the shows that they have. And, you know, then the speculation, because then all you start seeing is look over here and like people are taking the graphic and it's a double money symbol of, you know, so then they're saying it's Mercedes Moné or, you know, then also people are talking about it could be Okada.
Well, yeah, when it said in the graphic where it said Boston, it had two S's with the, you know, with the dollar sign. So Boston Boss. I honestly think, Tommy, it's very much like when we got CM Punk back in Chicago. It's one of those wink, wink. We're not going to tell you, but we're telling you. They're in Boston. That's the home of Mercedes Moné. So I think they're telling you without telling you, and they're hoping for something near the level of what we saw with CM Punk when he came back in Chicago.
Hey, booking a building to that size, and you know that's also pretty much a WWE building, and relying on all that scuttlebutt to happen, and it's 5 weeks out, I believe, so... To try to draw that many people into a house, you better really, really rely on it because it's bringing attention to it. But like I said, seeing the graphic, they didn't promote the graphic. Everyone is talking about the graphic and, you know, doing close-ups on their phone and showing it. So executed well to get people to talk about it. And then, you know, because there was a lot of speculation she was going to be at the Rumble, and then now that's not happening. So if this is your target date, cool, you want to have a packed house for her, and cool that they're doing, because obviously if this is going to be her, it's going to be a lot of money invested in the person, because that's not a cheap building.
Yeah, and the other thing too, Tommy, is now with the women's division in AEW, you know, Thunder Rosa is back from injury, and now I believe she's still the number two contender for the AEW Women's Championship. You have Toni Storm and the emergence of this new character, Deonna Purrazzo now being on the roster. Like, this has really strengthened that AEW Women's division, and there's been a lot of criticism about it. But and with Saraya, and you can't forget Saraya, and if it is Mercedes Moné coming in, That is going to be one hell of a women's division for AEW.
Yep. And for everyone who knocked it for a long, long time, like I always say, they changed it. And if that is true, they have one hell of a locker room full of super duper talented women. I already feel that they do, but now it's going to be more emphasis on it because, again, this is where you're going and you're booking a massive building. You better have a lot of great intentions to continue for that.
Yeah, and also, speaking of the women's division, and I'm a big fan, and I've mentioned it a lot on social media, but I'll mention it here, Red Velvet in the match with Toni Storm. I'm a big Red Velvet fan, and, you know, I'm very interested now. Hey, listen, AEW, they are changing some of the things that I have been critical about with AEW. They're changing it, and I think it's working. I think it's clicking, because after watching what I saw last night, Tommy, a great AEW Dynamite, I'm looking forward to what we're going to see over the next 5 to 6 weeks when it comes to AEW.
I agree. And thanks for talking today. Today was a difficult show. It's a difficult day, but like I said, hopefully continue, you know, with professional wrestling where the men and women, the performers go out there and can keep on entertaining you. Tonight we're on Access Television for TNA. Some really, really good shows.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open every day of the week at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Jeff Lewis from Radio Andy. Live and uncensored, catch me talking with my friends about my latest obsessions, relationship issues, and bodily ailments. With that kind of drama that seems to follow me, you never know what's going to happen.
You can listen to Jeff Lewis live at home or anywhere you are. Download the SiriusXM app for over 425 channels of ad-free music, sports, entertainment, and more. Subscribe now and get 3 months free. Offer details apply.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.